Life Audio.
Little Children, written by Ryan Duncan and read by Stephen Sanders. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14. When I was a little kid, I made an amazing discovery. I realized that if I found something I liked and asked the right person, "Can I have this?" there was a chance they would give it to me. This may not seem all that extraordinary to you, but trust me, to a child, this was a gold mine. You see, I didn't just ask for candy at the grocery store or stuff on TV commercials. I asked for everything. I asked other kids if I could have their toys. I asked the neighbors if I could have their dog. I think I even asked one family if I could have their house. I'm afraid I embarrassed my parents to no end, and by the time my father sat me down and explained that asking someone for all their belongings was rude, most people had stopped inviting our family over for dinner. Kids can be a real hassle, and when you think about it, you can't really blame the disciples for their actions in Mark chapter 10. Take a look at the following passage. Mark 10, verses 13 through 16 says, "People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' And he took the children into his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them." Here's the thing about children. Children are messy, children are selfish, children are ignorant, and children are incredibly self-destructive. Don't believe me? A monkey knows better than to stick a butter knife into an exposed wall socket, but let a child have its way, and they will do it twice. Despite all this, however, you really can't help but admire the oblivious, single-minded nature of a child. If anything, Christians should try learning from their example. Too often we stop ourselves from encountering God because we are afraid we don't fit the Christian criteria. Well, I've got news for you. We will always be like children in God's eyes, messy, crazy, self-destructive children. But as long as we make Him the single focus of our hearts, He doesn't care. So take a lesson from these little ones. Pursue God recklessly and don't pay attention to what others think. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Intersecting faith and life. Are you pursuing God with the heart of a child? Take a moment to consider. And for further reading, check out Matthew chapter 19.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.